We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Paul said that the olive branch was broken off that we might be grafted in. But he said, don't boast against the vine, because if that which is contrary to nature was grafted in, which was the Gentiles grafted in to the olive tree, how much more will he be able to graft them back in if they stay not in unbelief? See, here's what I want you to see in this, that the Gentiles are this man, which represents the Gentiles by type or parallel. He said, speak the word and my servant will be healed. Now, what does it mean to believe because of the word? You see, if we go to the provisions that God has made, God speaks the end from the beginning, so the provision is already made. Go to Psalms 103. I'm convinced that if Christians could understand the provision that God has made, it would be so easy for them to make a demand on the provision. You see, the faith critics will say, well, you're just demanding of God. No, we're demanding of the provision he made. 2 Peter chapter 1 says he's given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him. See, if you don't know about it, you couldn't believe for it, right? That's the reason the Jewish nation as a whole are not partakers of Christ now. Because they just don't know. They close their minds to it, so they don't know. In Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed as the eagles. Now, God speaks the end from the beginning. Now, this is before Christ came on the scene. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all, or don't forget any of his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Is there anything that didn't cover? Now, notice here in this one scripture, forgiven sins or iniquities and healing is all in the same verse. Now come to Isaiah and we'll find out why it's in the same verse. Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now the word griefs here in the Hebrew is sickness or disease. The word sorrow means pain. He bore our disease, our sickness, and our pain. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God, for he was wounded or bruised for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. God speaks the end from the beginning. Now, Jesus hasn't even showed up, and here's prophecy telling you how it is in the mind of God already. Hasn't yet happened. But now, let me call your attention to something here. The word stripes is the very same word translated bruises, or bruised. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And with his bruises, we are healed. Not bruises for one and stripes for the other. It was the same bruises and suffering that was placed upon him that delivered us from our iniquities also wrought healing for us. You cannot separate them. You are no more redeemed from sin than you are sickness and disease. But now if you don't know that, see, you can't believe for something you don't have knowledge of. You can't separate them. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ hath redeemed us. Is that past tense or future? past. It hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. This is where it happened. This is what he's talking about here. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being, the Amplified says, for us was upon him. And with his bruises ye were healed. Now, Christ hath redeemed us. What's that mean? Bought us back from the curse of the law. Delivered us from the authority of darkness, Colossians says. He has delivered us from the authority of darkness. Paul says, give no place to the devil. Jesus bought us back from that. And it says that he bore our sickness and carried our pain. Now come on down to verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. A more literal translation is, God made him sick. Why? Because he took our sickness. The 8th chapter of Matthew, we didn't read that for a while ago, verse 17, talks about him healing and said it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the prophet, he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. There again, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. God made him sick. Now, Galatians 3:13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. The curse was threefold. Read Deuteronomy 28 through Deuteronomy 30. The curse was threefold: poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. Of course, sin causes spiritual death. Sin brought sickness. It came with Satan. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do a specific sin to get sick. That means that the curse is on the earth. It's here. Sickness, many sicknesses are caused by viruses and so on. But you see, sin is the cause of it. There was none before Satan came. When Satan leaves this planet and is done away with, there'll be none. Now that tells you where it comes from. So we've been redeemed from it. Now somebody said, well now, Brother Capps, if we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, if we've been redeemed from sickness, then nobody would be sick anymore. Well now, wait a minute. Aren't we redeemed from sin? Can anybody sin anymore? Yeah, they're sinning all the time. But Christ redeemed us from it. But you see, Paul said, awake to righteousness and sin not. When you awake to the fact you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you lose your desire to sin. When you find out you've been redeemed from sickness, you lose your desire to be sick. I heard a story about a fella that was with the the ones that kind of fight the faith message. He said, I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired and poor, I'm almost tempted to go to the faith munch and get healed and prosperous. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. But you see, if you don't know about it, you can't believe for it. You can't believe any further than you have knowledge. You know why? Because faith cometh by hearing. And hearing, and hearing, and hearing. Now really, when you come right down to it, in Romans the 10th chapter, Paul says, the word is nigh you. Now remember, Jesus said, the greatest faith I've ever seen is that a man would believe because of the word. The greatest faith, I hadn't even found this kind of faith in Israel, even among covenant people. And this Gentile didn't even have a covenant with God. But because of his faith, he entered into it. Now, the Bible says God preached the gospel first to Abraham, and he's called the father of faith. But now, here you find that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse, delivered us from the authority of darkness, and as far as God's concerned, it's settled. Remember, Psalms 107, verse 20, says, God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Now, God sent his word. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word was Jesus. The Word was the Word He spoke. And He was the Word. So God sent His Word, His Son, His Word, and healed them and delivered them. Now notice it says, and healed them. Not to heal them. If He sent it to heal, you could say, well, possibly it didn't work. But when He sent His Word and did it, past tense, right? In other words, God considers it already done. Now, this is in Psalms. You remember, Jesus hadn't showed up yet. God speaks the end from the beginning. So then, God sent His Word and healed and delivered. So the provision is made. There is no doubt about it.
God bless you. I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, all of this week we have CD offer number 7110. It's entitled, Understanding What We Know About Healing. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. Now, you might say, well, what do you mean, understanding what you know about healing? Well, we all know some things that the Word of God says, but we really don't understand it. It's important to understand it. You know, you could have faith and not be healed. That's very evident from the Scriptures. In the 14th chapter of Acts, you find in verse 8, it says, there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Now, Paul perceived that this man that was crippled had faith to be healed. But he wasn't healed. He's still a cripple. And Paul said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Now, isn't that just like people? When they see a miracle of God wrought by the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, they think the gods have come down to them. No, it was man that had come in the likeness of God, not gods that come in the likeness of men. But it was men that had come in the likeness of God. God created man in His own image. But the point I wanted to make is the fact that the man had faith to be healed. The Scripture says that he did. Paul perceived that he had faith to be healed. But he had not acted on that faith, and he was not healed. So when Paul just hollered with a loud voice, stand upright on your feet, he jumped up before he knew he couldn't do it. I mean, his carnal mind didn't have time to shut it down. You need this CD offer number 7110, Understanding What We Know About Healing. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.